This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go into another hour of what is actually some of the most pleasant time that I spend on the radio. I do a lot of radio, have for years, and some of my most precious moments on the air are with my friend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with us now from his perch, if you will, his clinic, his Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Always find the time with him goes extraordinarily fast. There's a lot of usable information here, and we have certainly slapped around the COVID thing over the past almost 2 years. Hard to believe, but it is. Certainly. It does seem like, though, it's going on and on and on and on and on. So let's start with some of the things that I guess are good under the circumstances, Ken. The study, Ken goes through all the studies, the medical journals, and tries to relate the information that he finds from them, not only to help his own practice, but to help you understand sort of what's going on and what is trending. So the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, and how long they can last, how efficient they are, what do they do against the Delta, what do we have here?
Yes, these are great questions, and realize that we're in a changing environment with a new disease. So what we say today may change in the future, and what may change it is if there's a new variant of COVID-19 that arises that we don't know of. But as of today, the best current estimate is that we all won't need a booster if we've had the two shot, the mRNA, the Pfizer or the Moderna shot, for 3 to 5 years from now. But again, which is great news, but again, this may change if our immunity seems to last even longer, and it could be even longer before we ever need a booster, if we ever do, or if there's a new variant that arises because much of the world hasn't gotten any vaccine. Mm-hmm. If a new variant arises and then comes to America where the current vaccines are no longer effective, this could change and we would all need a booster immediately. But right now, as we speak, the Alpha, the Beta, the Delta, the three variants that are being kicked around that we know of, if you've had the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine and you're 2 weeks out from the second shot, you are immune. If you're 2 weeks out from the first shot and you were naturally infected, you're immune. So we're doing really pretty well right now, and many of us are getting back to our lives.
All right, so let's talk about something that may or may not be a variant here. I've noticed a number of stories that focus on what has been described as a winter respiratory virus that seems to be spreading across the southern part of our country. It is not COVID. It's called an RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus. Okay. What is that? Why is it around now instead of usually around in the fall, late fall, into the winter time? What's the difference between this and a cold, or between this and, I noticed that with COVID, there have been fewer cases of colds, although I guess that's changed. Is this one and the same here?
Well, it's just another virus. It's been around for a long time. It's not as deadly as COVID is. But you kind of switch gears. We're talking about COVID. An important thing is about COVID is that we're in the summer right now, and COVID does seem to get stronger in the winter. And as you recall, even last year, when we were definitely not out of it, it did tamp down in the summer. So mm-hmm. One of the concerns is, are we just in a lull right now with variants, with COVID itself, because we're in the summer, and will it come back in the winter? And that still is a big unknown.
Big question.
Respiratory syncytial virus, people call it RSV, this causes an infection in the lungs and the respiratory tract. And it's so common, Doug, that most children have been infected with the virus by age two.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also infect adults, but it's much more common in children. And it typically mimics a common cold. And some youngsters do get a serious infection and end up with a pneumonia, end up in the emergency room. But the symptoms are similar in the mild cases to what you see with a cold. In a severe cases, you can get some wheezing, you can get difficulty breathing, colors of the skin changes. You know, you look cyanotic, blue, you're not even getting enough oxygen. And when you can't breathe, it's time to see the doctor. But this is usually a bigger problem in younger children than it is in adults. And it's caused by the virus that enters the body through the eyes, nose, or the mouth. You know, this sounds pretty similar to COVID, right?
It does. Yeah,
and
it sure does.
It spreads easily through air on infected respiratory droplets, very similar to COVID. But it certainly is not the killer that that COVID is.
No. Okay. So that'll have people resting easy or easier, if you will.
Most of us have been infected already.
By one way or another, yeah.
Okay. Adults.
Yeah. Well, I see 65,000 adults added last year. There were 14,000 deaths of people who were over, you know, like seniors. It seems to affect them as well, which is, you know, there's a vulnerability that's understandable for people who are older, don't have a strong immune system, or younger that don't have a strong immune system, right?
Right, yes. But, you know, COVID-19 has, you know, I say this politely and, you know, lightheartedly, it's turned us into a generation of germaphobes.
Yep, it sure has. Wash your hands without germ stuff that's worse for you than not.
But
you know,
wait a second.
It kills all the good bacteria.
But these efforts that we're performing to prevent COVID-19 has really prevented the flu. It's, you know, last season, we know few people. And a lot of our approach, and if we're running out of time, we'll do this after the break, but our initial approach to COVID-19, which was wrong, was the approach that we used to prevent flu. And why don't we talk a little bit about that after the break? Because that's an important point about a new disease, how we're not always right, how it's transmitted. And that was our approach initially, and we can actually change it, and that's why maybe we're seeing some of these colds and other viruses come back.
All right. In a moment, we continue here with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. The events of the last year have forced us to delay a lot of health checkups. Time to get back to your dentist. Ensure dental care continues to be your priority, especially if you need dentures. Here's Jasmine Ginyard with a little bit more for you to think about.
In the U.S. alone, there are nearly 40 million Americans without teeth, with many needing dentures. Dr. Ryan Dunlop, dental implant dentist, has more.
There is a big misconception that dentures are needed for neglect. The reality is that dentures can be needed for many reasons. There are patients I see with genetic conditions or people who have had accidents. Another misconception is that dentures are very expensive, take a long time to make, or can't look natural.
But advancements in technology now allow for dentists to 3D print smiles. Dr. Dunlop explains.
Desktop Health recently introduced Flexera, a proprietary resin for use in 3D printing of high-quality dental prosthetics. With Flexera, dental providers can print up to 8 customized dentures in less than 2 hours, delivering on the promise of same-day, high-quality dental prosthetics for a natural smile.
For more, visit Flexera.com. That's FlexCera.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Noblift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Noblift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Noblift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobliftNA.com/save.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here. I was thinking about that, the denture conversation that was just on the air a few minutes ago, Ken, and whether you've seen this, this is aside from COVID for a minute. There's a locking device that's been, you may have seen this, there's a locking device that's been invented to put on your teeth. You know, you hear about people who have accidents, they wire their jaw shut so that they won't have a problem with the healing. Well, now there's this thing that came along that you put on your teeth. The dentist puts it on your teeth and screws it down and locks it so you can't open it. This is how your jaw is. You can't eat anything except liquid.
So that's for weight loss.
Yeah. So I wonder, I mean, I think about losing weight. That's pretty drastic. But is it any more drastic than the surgeries that people have put themselves through?
Yeah, that is pretty drastic way to lose weight, getting your teeth locked. Wow. But let's just talk about what initially when COVID-19 came out, the recommendations were to do things that we do to prevent flu. The virus gets on surfaces. We touch the surface with our hands. Then our hands go on our mouth, our nose, our eyes, our face, and that's how much of it is transmitted. Yes, it's in the air, but much of it is transmitted by surfaces. With COVID-19, it's not really that way. It's transmitted in the air. So all these efforts at cleaning the mail, the groceries, and not letting them get near us, that was not quite the way COVID-19 we learned later spreads. And that's just one of the issues you have with a brand new disease. Initially, you may not initially assess the proper way of transmission, prevention, treatment, and things change. And now we know with COVID-19, it's mostly in the air. And that's why the masks were introduced. And as we lessen all of these things, the viruses that spread by touch are going to be more common. We're going to see more flu this year. And we see that the standard cold that went away as we were masked up and not touching things and keeping our hands clean. We are, in fact, ask any doctor, we're seeing more common colds. We're seeing the common cold rebound all across America.
Yeah, it's really pretty interesting to see how things, how this stuff fluctuates up and down, if you will. Much more about the COVID, because we're sort of back in that, but there are other things going on. Let's see if we get caught up with most of the things that Ken is watching and has watched over the last couple of weeks here on DJV Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back into the zone, if you will, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his late cardiology unit down Mount Dora, Florida. You don't have to go down there to see him. I think I was listening to a rebroadcast of something we talked about a few months ago. The number of people that are using telemedicine is going down because people want to come into your office and they want to, I think, see the doctor in person. I don't know what you get, really, unless it's an emergency. I don't see how a doctor, he can't examine you, he can't do your blood pressure, he can't do any of that stuff without going into the office. Having said that, you can contact Ken's office at 352-735-1400 to have a consultation and to get a sense as to how he works. A lot of people like to do that because they love listening to him and hearing his bedside manner is as quiet and cautious as it is. It makes him an attractive stop on your route to having good health or knowing what's going on in your body. So check him out, check it out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. All right, the cocktail that was generated or put together by Regeneron, the announcement has been made that it cuts COVID-19 death risks by 20%. This is if you have a severe case of COVID, though, right, Ken? Not everybody's going to get this.
Before we go on to therapeutics, we were talking about vaccinations because we're switching gears to therapeutics. That's for people who aren't yet vaccinated. Can we just finish on vaccinations? Because there's a really important point that everybody needs to understand and that people are wondering about. And this is about if you have had natural infection, do you need to be vaccinated? And then this concern, especially in those under 30 years old, if the vaccine is causing inflammation of the heart, myocarditis. And those are two very important issues still about the vaccine that we were talking about. And then I'd be glad to talk about therapeutics as you were transitioning to. But first, how many vaccines do you need?
How many doses you mean? Is it dosages?
Well,
or?
You personally had the Pfizer vaccine.
And you did too.
And you had two stabs, right?
Yes.
Three weeks apart.
Yes.
And that's the so-called mRNA, this new technology, relatively new compared to the conventional technology that's used to make these vaccines. The mRNA technology, there's two of them, the Moderna and the Pfizer. I think we both had the Pfizer, both doses. And the question at this point is, so much of our population, probably a third of it by now, and probably more of the adult population, has been naturally exposed to COVID-19. And do you need to be vaccinated if you have had COVID-19? Think about it. There aren't that many illnesses that we vaccinate you for after you've had it.
Mm-hmm.
There just aren't. Shingles, herpes zoster is one that I can think of quickly. But most things, after you've had it, you develop natural immunity, and we don't vaccinate you.
Mm-hmm.
So a very logical question has arisen. If you've had COVID-19 the old-fashioned way by being exposed to somebody and getting it and developing the antigen, the test is positive for COVID-19, and then you develop antibody naturally, and you have a normal immune system, do I need to still get vaccinated?
The answer to that coming up in a matter of moments. Yep. Do you need any vaccine? Do you need one dose? Do you stick to the two doses? Ken will unveil the work, the research. What do you need to be thinking about when it comes to shots, the vaccines? And then there's a lot of stuff we seem to not be able to get away from COVID. A lot of important things still to discuss, and we'll do it in the next half hour of the DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court voted Thursday 6-3 to allow Arizona's voter integrity laws to stand. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Preventing voter fraud, for example, is a strong and entirely legitimate state interest." Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who argued the case, tells Fox News it's about getting the election results correct.
The Constitution, federalism, election integrity have to mean something. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process.
Justice Elena Kagan criticized the court for remaking Section 2 with its decision and said Congress has the authority to decide whether there is no longer a need for the measure. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an $850 million settlement with more than 60,000 men who sued the Boy Scouts over alleged sexual abuse by adults in scouting over several decades. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After lawmakers shot down a January 6th commission, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi moved forward with the commission. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has chosen a Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot at the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL has fined one of its own big money for harassment. Dan Naraki reports.
The National Football League has fined the Washington football team $10 million following an investigation into multiple allegations of harassment in the workplace. The league's report, issued Thursday, found that the team's workplace environment was found to be highly unprofessional, with bullying and intimidation taking place frequently. All senior executives will take part in workplace conduct training, and owner Dan Snyder will step away from the day-to-day duties of running the team.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back to the $64 question here, Ken. If you've had a dose and you got the COVID, or if you have had COVID and you want to know whether you get one dose or two doses or no doses, where does this all come down?
Well, if you get a number of specialists in this area together, you're probably not going to get the same answer out of every one of them, because this is an evolving area and all the data is
welcome
not
to
in.
Medicine.
And right, and that's the way
it's like
you have
talking to lawyers.
Well, because it's a new illness, and we don't have all the information yet, and we're making decisions the best we can in a dynamic situation. And as new information comes in, it's more important than what we already know. It may change. But as of what we know today, Doug, the consensus is the majority of physicians, I believe, are now recommending just one of the two doses of the mRNA vaccines. If you know that you have been exposed to the virus, that your antigen test, your test for COVID-19 was positive, you recovered, then that is equivalent to one of the two doses of the mRNA vaccine, and then you should have one of the mRNA vaccines, either the Moderna or the Pfizer. And you might ask, you know, why do I need either one of them because I've been exposed and I have had natural antibody. And why? And the reason is because of these variants. And the variant that you had at COVID-19 may not be the next variant that you're exposed to. And the immunity that you get from natural exposure does not protect you from all three variants that are out there. But adding the one mRNA vaccine will. So that gives you a very nice tight package. And this should really be done on an individual by individual basis. Ask your doctor about where to go from there. And this will also help limit this very rare inflammation of the heart, this myocarditis that is occurring about in a few people every 100,000 doses of vaccine, predominantly in those under the age of 30 and almost always after the second of the two vaccines. And this approach will then get adequate immunity to those who've been naturally infected and also very much limit the amount of inflammation, this myocarditis, which in most is a limited illness and, again, is a very rare occurrence. In medicine, you have to remember, no matter what we do, if it's a procedure, a medication, anything you take over the counter, supplements, whatever, there's a risk and a benefit to whatever you do. Doug, everything in your medicine cabinet, all your supplements, any device, any procedure, any of us go through have risks and they have benefits. And hopefully the benefits far outweigh the risks, and that's why we go through it. So if the vaccine is showing a couple in 100,000 of episodes of myocarditis for a deadly virus. Remember, 600,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That is certainly a risk that we should all be willing to go through, because the risk of getting COVID-19 is so much worse than any of these risks from any of the vaccines that are right now approved here in America. And that's why you still should be getting vaccinated and moving forward the way we just talked about if you've been naturally infected.
Well, everything there sort of sinks except what we've learned or we think about. I don't know whether statistics are important. I just don't want to see us go back down the same rat hole that we went down, killing the economy, of scaring the hell out of people like is going on this week in California, when they're actually the best state in the country for having new cases. The governor there is saying, well, you better start wearing a mask. People are going to ignore that. And there are a lot of people who don't agree that 600,000 people died. There are a lot of people who think that those numbers were fudged, that the hospitals made up the numbers so they could get the $2,000 bounty. So, I mean, that may or may not be important. What's more important probably to most people listening than anything else is, how do I keep from getting it? And how do I, if I have it, how do I get rid of it? And that's really the bottom line here. I think the most help that comes from a conversation like this is understanding that in the case of vaccinations, get them. The two best ones to get, according to Ken and most everybody else, are either Pfizer or Moderna. And then from there, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to go back for just a second. If you get if you've had COVID, if you get one or two shots, I want to get to the bottom line of that. It isn't going to hurt you. Ultimately, it will probably help you. Yes?
It depends on whether you've been naturally infected.
Why?
If you have it.
Why would that? I mean, you either have it or you don't have it. What difference does it make how you get it?
Wait a second. It does matter, because if you get COVID-19 naturally and you're exposed to it, your body then will develop an immune response to the virus, and that's felt to be equivalent to getting one of the two vaccines.
But that, in terms of the, does it in terms, I got that. You said that. I got it. But does it hurt you if you have two?
Well, the reason why we're concerned about giving that subgroup of people a second one is that the immune system will overreact. It's like getting a third shot, and the overstrong reaction of the immune system has in this very small number of people, a few in 100,000, been such an aggressive immune response that it's inflamed the heart, creating myocarditis. And the myocarditis after the vaccines has been almost always after the second vaccine. So that's why we're trying to limit this possible complication from the vaccine. And if you've had the COVID-19 naturally, we're recommending, most doctors are recommending not to get the second of the two mRNA vaccines. That you've already gotten one by being exposed to the actual virus.
Okay, got it.
Is that clear?
Well, it's clear. I think that under the circumstances that we have, the whole business has set the country on its ear, and this is not about the medicine so much as I think that you ought not to fall for all of the stuff that's going to come from people who are trying to control your life, suggesting that there's this variant and that variant, and if you don't wear a mask.
There is way too much politics in medicine these
awful.
Days.
Yeah.
And a lot, and unfortunately, these things are being used as sources of control. Our dream is to get the politics out of the medicine.
Okay. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Let me go back to something I said. It wasn't facetious. There is a device that's been put together by some dentists that they put a device on your teeth and then you can't do, this is how you were talking, you only can have a liquid diet, that's how you lose weight. Perhaps a better, more measured approach would be to think about Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural. It is a positive approach to the problem. Losing weight, choosing Calitrin, just smart. 24 years of success. This formula put together by a doctor and three nurses on his staff, and understanding that a lot of the horror that people were going through to lose weight, it wasn't working in the first place, especially when it comes to putting the weight back on again. Keep it off. Get healthy and stay healthy the right way. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see the stories after stories of people who have done a fabulous job losing the weight and keeping it off using this product. Made in the USA, certified by the FDA. It's gluten-free. It's free of anything that relates to drugs or stimulants. So try it. Magic formula. Fabulously successful. What else do you need to know? Go to toploss.com. You get 3 months free with the DJV code and also free shipping. It is something they won't be sending you automatically stuff either. You don't get that. You have to call them or send them an email if you want more. That's one of the many beauties of this. Clinical studies prove that Calitrin works. Check it out for yourself at toploss.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
Emotional fishermen. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carthy. Emotional fishing occurs when people try to set others up to give them a specific response. For example, some people might fish for compliments. But it's not just compliments emotional fishermen seek, it's control. Emotional fishermen want the outside world to match their mental picture of the world, and one way they fool themselves into believing it does is by setting people up to give them the responses they want. But these fish stories are more than just exaggerated tales of self-talk. They are a form of manipulation. And the easiest way to refuse to take the bait is by reflecting their fishing lines back to them and saying something like, "Sounds like you have something specific in mind you'd like me to say." Sometimes even just acknowledging what they're doing is enough to get emotional fishermen to drop their lines elsewhere. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more ways to find peace.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's get back to, well, let's finish what I asked you earlier. I think we've gone through all the vaccination stuff, the vaccines, etc., but we didn't talk about what happens if you get it. And I asked you about Regeneron and how that works. So is that just one thing, or are there a number of things that are put together in sort of a cocktail that would cut the death risk if you have COVID?
Right. Well, now we're talking about therapeutics, people who actually get COVID-19 early on. They mm-hmm. get tested for COVID-19, and they have the so-called antigen. The test is positive. And then you have to deal with treating that. And people who are at risk of getting severe COVID-19, who have more than just a mild case, are definitely candidates for this so-called Regeneron's cocktail. And they're not the only company who make it, but it's a combination, Regeneron's, of two drugs. It's designed to mimic the antibodies that are generated naturally when the immune system fends off the virus. And this was given to President Trump after he got sick with COVID-19 last fall, and it probably saved his life. Mm-hmm. And, it's received emergency authorization. You have to get an IV infusion, and the key is finding a hospital that offers it, and most are offering this, and it's very effective. And it's,
most are not offering it? Is that what you
most
said?
Most of them are. Most are.
Most are.
It's a monoclonal antibody cocktail, and it's very effective.
Yeah. All right. One more COVID question about cancer screenings. Number of women who are not trying to do preventive medicine because they were afraid to go to the doctor's office, or they wouldn't let them in because they didn't want people touching the mammary, the screens, whatever, the X-ray machine. What's going on with that now?
I think in general, people were uneasy about going to medical facilities. And cancer screenings are down. This was shown in Preventive Medicine, published this week. I think screening for heart disease was down. All screenings have been down. And I'm seeing people begin to catch up. And it's just important for us to get caught up and make sure our cancer screenings, our heart screenings, all of our preventive screenings are caught up, because it's just not worth it right now. Facilities are set up, especially if you've been immunized. It's time to get back and get your screenings taken care of and caught up.
And does that apply to blood work and things like that as well?
Everything. I mean, this is just such an important reason why to get vaccinated. You know, once you're 2 weeks past your second vaccine, feel free to get back.
Right, to doing everything that you've been doing.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, coming up next, Dr. Ken will answer some of your questions, more items of interest here that are perhaps a little bit more specific. Questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on DJV Health.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJB Health Answers to Questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken time. And here's a question about smog and what it does. We've heard a lot during the COVID era of how our smell and taste senses can be damaged. But apparently there's a new study. I mean, I don't even know if we equate smog with any other place than Los Angeles or California, but it certainly is a lot of places, especially with the heat that is affecting the country now, Ken. The heat in the southwest, the heat in the northwest, it's hot everywhere. Florida, where you are, maybe the most benign because it's a pretty standard bill of fare this time of year for it to be hot and humid. But so the smog that's created by all of this, what does it do to our sense of smell is the question.
Well, it's certainly not good for our sense of smell, and masks can help and keep the smog out, and you just don't want to breathe the smog in general. Of course, we know it's just not healthy. And you made a point about the vaccines. I want to stress that 2 weeks out from the vaccine, mRNA or Pfizer, it's time you can get back to your life. You don't have to wear a mask. There are just certain areas the government is still requiring us to wear masks, but that's the benefit. And also, you wonder whether the children should get vaccinated. One of the nice, beautiful things is if you're exposed to somebody, let's say in school, who has COVID-19, you don't have to be isolated for 2 weeks. And that's another advantage to getting vaccinated.
All right. So why, and next question has to do with the Health and Human Services Department. Why are they going to invest $3 billion for antiviral pills against COVID-19? Is this the same as a shot, or is this something else that we should be thinking about in addition to a shot?
What are you referring to? Because I'm
referring to
the antiviral
program for pandemics, which is what the government calls it. It's supposed to finance research and development of antiviral pills versus shots.
Well, I think something that's going forward to be ready in case there's a new virus. Is that what you're looking at? Because they're just showing some effort to be ready in the future?
Well, is it worth $3 billion, I guess, is part of the question. Taxpayers' money, $3 bucks. Why wouldn't that be done by private industry? Why does the government have to do it? Why can't these guys that are going to make all the money? I think that's one of the objections. The government pays for all this stuff and then gets nothing out of it, and the drug companies make all the money.
That's time for another show.
That's a long and winding road. In other words, is that what you're saying? In essence,
it's just that's just politics, and I want to stay away from that.
Hmm. Is it really? I didn't know. I didn't think it was politics. That's why I kind of asked the question. But I'll take your word for it. Okay, you're a cardiovascular guy. You're involved in taking care of people's hearts and their circulatory system. So is it true that certain blood pressure medicines may help me protect my memory? A lot of people concerned, obviously, about their memory, and they start to lose it. They immediately think they're going to get dementia or they're going to have Alzheimer's or something. So what's the story with one's blood pressure?
Very important study out last week in the medical journal, Hypertension. And what we learn is that as we get older and we're concerned about loss of memory, definitely controlling the blood pressure will help preserve the memory. And in particular, there are two classes of blood pressure lowering medications which seem best at preserving the memory, and those are ACE inhibitors. These are drugs that end in the prils, lisinopril, zestril, and the ARBs. These are the ones that end in the sartans, like losartan. These two families of medications, either ACE inhibitors or ARBs, seem the best at preserving the memory when lowering blood pressure.
There's a study out I saw this week about statins and how they can help prevent cancer. What do you think of that?
This is an old story. They lower inflammation, and yes, there is a general effectiveness. Anything you do to lower inflammation is going to lower your risk of getting cancer. And you know my feelings about statins.
Yes, I do. All right, the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken, you can get that every week. As a matter of fact, the most recent one has an underscore suggesting that you not stop taking your statins under any circumstances because of the benefits. We also talk in this most recent DJV Health Podcast about Johnson & Johnson, their one-shot vaccines, that sort of thing. So you get the story behind the story with all the information. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.